What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Storm happening right now with big thunder thundering at you. Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. Ooh, if it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Please clap.
Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Ah! Ah! Those were in a row, unedited. He stopped, took a breath,
yeah,
and proceeded to his second.
Ah! He's Shakespearean, you know?
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. Lots of shit to talk about.
Oh, yes. Too.
I'm feeling a little unhappy emoji about our country right now. And the emoji that we are putting forth for the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's horrific.
Yeah, these heartless Republicans. I mean, is this really what the liberals were squealing back in the 1930s, let's go Godwin's Law right away. But I mean, there obviously were people who knew what was happening.
We all know what's happening.
And screamed and were trying to stop it.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, how different is it then? You know what I mean? Anyway,
well, yeah.
My name's Patrick Bob.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough.
Yeah, the Democrats are now getting a little spineless,
right?
It appears to me.
Because, you know, when you got a bunch of people in a fucking concentration camp and I'm hearing the people are drinking out of the fucking toilet, yeah. I could give two fucking shits about your goddamn... You're worried about, oh, I got to look tough on immigration. I'm worried about getting reelected next term. Fuck you. Do your job.
Well, and it's their own fault. For perpetuating,
yes,
the oh my God, the immigrants are killing us myth, and they're ruining our economy,
right?
And all of them are MS-13, and they're gay too, and they're gonna rape your daughters if they're women, and make them gay if they're men.
Yeah, this is all. I mean, the thing is, it's all on us. This is on our country, and right now we need to figure out what we're going to do about these fucking concentration camps.
Yes.
Because what we're doing now is unacceptable.
Yes.
It's nothing. We're not doing shit.
And then you hear the stories of how AOC and other representatives were treated by these Gestapo gulag guards, these prison camp guards, these concentration camp guards. Who I don't know if it's Border Patrol or I think it's Border Patrol who, I mean, we found out yesterday that they had that group with like 9,000 members of current and former Border Patrol people who are racists and tap dancing on the picture of the dead migrant with his daughter floating, calling them floaters. Well, I've seen floaters before. One guy said, I don't know. This looks staged.
The only reason they don't care, the only reason these people are so cruel is because the color of that dead person's skin. That's it.
Well, yeah, they've successfully othered them. And this is on the Republicans.
Right.
The ones that are terrified of the frothing, racist, violent loons that they have poured kerosene on. It's their fault for pouring the kerosene on.
Right.
And now they're afraid of them. Now they're afraid of their base.
And it is on the Republicans. But now that we know, now that everybody knows what's going on down there, there's no fucking question. Now it's on everybody. It's on fucking everybody right now. Because we know. Because I guarantee you when they liberated those fucking camps at the end of World War II, nobody was like, we did too much. I'm sure they felt like no one tried hard enough. It's unacceptable.
Let's see what the actual headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July 2nd, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
God.
A hero.
Absolutely.
Hopefully she runs for Congress when she's old enough. Over to the commie pinko liberal. Okay, you've got to settle in, intern.
Right. Yeah.
If you're going to keep this lapdog ruse going.
Right.
Over to the HuffPo, the headline saith, that's taking a moment to load.
That's not a lap dog. I mean, it's just simply not.
She's expanded past that category, but
she's so long.
She's having none of it. Well, this is good news.
Oh, okay.
It's even got a little police lights.
No.
What do you
pigs?
Call those?
Sirens, flashers.
Yeah, the red and blue light.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Pig alert.
Trump admin caves. No citizenship question.
Oh, wow.
I guess they're giving up.
Jeez. Well, because
the Supreme Court said, come back to us with a real reason that you need to do this. And Wilbur Ross is like, I can't, other than racism, I don't know what I'm going to say.
But you know what, though? It did its job, though. It already did its job.
Oh, sure.
If you're a brown person, are you participating in the census now? Fuck no.
There will be no question asking about citizenship on the 2020 census. The administration said today the decision comes less than a week after the SCOTUS temporarily blocked the administration from adding the question, saying it did not provide an adequate explanation. Not only did they say that,
yes,
but in Supreme Court ease,
right?
They said, "You guys are bullshitting us. This, is some bullshit."
And they're still bullshitting us because here's a problem the Trump administration created. There's a big to do about it, and now they sweep in and they withdraw the question like they're fucking heroes. Fuck them.
But Trump's been saying the last 3 days that he's going to delay the census, which is not possible.
Right. So now he's not going to delay it. Boy, he saved us twice.
But he can't delay
again,
it.
But for the dummies, this looks like he did something good.
Well, but we're not going to get them anyway.
All right. That's true. Yeah, I agree with
you. They're gone. We just have to show up with the independence that he's, according to every survey now and every poll.
Yeah. I was just saying this is kind of his pattern, though, right? He creates it. I'm not imagining that. He creates a crisis.
He's the arsonist who
then stops it.
Is a firefighter.
Yes. So, you know.
Kate Bailey, Justice Department attorney, got the short straw. She said, we can confirm that the decision has been made to print the 2020 decennial census questionnaire without a citizenship question.
No, the courts told you you couldn't do it, dickhead.
And the printer has been instructed to begin the printing process.
Right.
The Trump administration said the question was necessary to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is bollocks.
Yes. But let's call that the Voter Suppression Act.
But the Supreme Court last week said that the government had failed to adequately explain why that was the case.
Right.
Like, okay, you need it to better enforce the Voting Rights Act. Why?
Yeah, yeah.
How will that help you better enforce the Voting Rights Act? And that's where they fell apart.
Yes, they couldn't say why. They couldn't say why.
Among the lies. And why is Wilbur Ross not being indicted and charged with lying to Congress?
Because Billy Barr is in charge of the AG. Is the AG. I think like that might be it.
The government had repeatedly said it faced a July 1 deadline for sending the census forms to the printer. So the Supreme Court's decision was thought to effectively end the chances of the question getting on the census, even though Trump repeatedly said that he had instructed government lawyers to look into delaying it.
But listen, Trump, good job. You got what you wanted out of this. There will be, I guarantee you, if you're undocumented, right, or if you're a dreamer or something, you don't want to fill out that fucking census. You don't want to be counted. Do you? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I don't think...
No.
I don't think a lot of them probably will anyway, but...
But this
will definitely discourage.
Yeah. I mean, this is just sinister racism on their part.
Oh, everything they can do to subvert democracy.
And just introducing the idea does... You know, like Don Jr. retweeted that bullshit about Kamala Harris and the birtherism thing.
And then, oops, deleted it.
Yeah.
Oh,
But the damage is done already. It's out there.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yes.
That the administration is dropping the census question. Big giant fail.
Right.
Big giant fail.
Hmm.
We've got a tweet from him from just a few days ago where he was like, "How good is a country if you can't count it, if you can't put a simple question, like a census question?"
But they'll campaign on it. They'll campaign on the fact that they weren't able to put the question they wanted.
I don't know if they could pull this one off. I think it'll just go away.
Well, I think
it'll go away.
I think it's pulled off.
But it's not fooling anyone except the total deplorables. It's not.
If the very idea of this discourages people from filling out the census, people won't be counted, and that's what they wanted anyway.
They're going to have to try to convince everybody that they need to do it.
I would never. I wouldn't convince my brown friends to fill
this. People.
Stop that. But I don't.
Nobody's going to take your bones. Stop trying to bury it in boxes. Oh, crazy dog.
I'm just saying that I wouldn't. Would you fill this out if you're brown? Fuck no. Would you ever do anything to say, "Hey, look at me, I'm over here"?
Probably not.
Of course not. And this perpetuates that.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
I guess I don't know how they're conflating these two stories. It's two separate.
Well, I know how they are.
They're right wing dickbags at the Drudge. Gallup poll.
Yes.
Says American pride hits a new low.
No, fuck you. No shit, dickhead. Of course. What are you proud of? What are we proud of right now in this fucking country?
Only 45% are extremely proud of this country. The second straight year of sub 50% ratings.
What is the point of this fucking shit?
Only 22% of Democrats are extremely proud, down 10 points just in 1 year.
Well, I have a lot to not be proud of. And guess what? It's my right to not be proud of this fucking country. It's disgusting right now.
So that's the first headline at the Drudge. We'll come back to that poll in a second.
Yeah.
But the second one is Nike pulls flag shoes. And this is the story that Nike was going to come out with a patriotic themed.
The Betsy Ross bullshit.
Betsy Ross, sneakers.
Right.
I guess, I don't know if they're basketball shoes. Or
Nationalism but, Nikes.
But the back had Betsy Ross's flag, alleged, on it with the 13 stripies and the 13 stars of the original colonies.
Yes.
Arranged in a circular manner.
Right. Okay.
And I guess the story is that Colin Kaepernick, one of their more successful endorsers and still spokespeople for the brand, I guess.
The Cap.
He mentioned to them that, you know, that wasn't the greatest time for black people.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a good point.
And the Betsy Ross flag is connected to the slave era.
Right.
And that maybe that wouldn't be the best.
Yeah.
100% best.
You know, I think what it is it's kind of white privilege when you can look back on a lot of the history in this country and be happy about it. Or feel good about it, have a desire to hearken back to it.
Well, now they're
that is white privilege.
Now they're going to be worth a fortune because I didn't realize they'd already shipped. They already shipped to retailers, and then Nike said, "Please send them back."
Yeah. Oh my God!
You know they didn't all come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's got some. Going to have some expensive sneakers. Gonna be on eBay. The Air Max One USA sneaker was supposed to be in celebration of July 4th.
What are we celebrating?
the spokesperson for Nike said, Nike has chosen not to release the Air Max One Quick Strike 4th of July as it featured the old version of the American flag.
Yeah.
After images of the shoe were first posted online, Kaepernick reached out to company officials saying that he and others felt that the flag could be offensive because of its connection to the slave era.
Yeah.
Others on social media responded with similar concerns. So it wasn't just Kaepernick. But of course, the right is going nutballs.
Bring it,
over
you
the fact that
fucking bitches.
That Colin Kaepernick dares to tell here's the story. Might as well do this story too.
Yeah.
Arizona Governor douchebag Ducey, not related.
Oh God.
Spelled differently.
How many Ducey's can we tolerate in this fucking country?
I think Ducey on Trump TV is D-O-O.
Dude.
And the governor of Arizona is D.U.
What story did you put up about Fox and Friends that I saw on our Facebook feed?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, that's another. God, fuck them. I don't even remember what it was, but Jesus, it pissed me off. Okay.
So Governor Ducey of Arizona has now instructed whatever their... some banks or whatever, their panels that give tax incentives and everything.
Boo.
Apparently they had lured a Nike, I don't know, office plant, something to do with Nike to Arizona. It was going to be over 500 jobs.
Wow.
And it was going to be $100 million. The company was going to invest in improvements in the area and high paying jobs too.
Oh, that's cool.
Not like call center bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like high skill jobs,
right?
That paid well. And now Governor Douchebag has said, "Yank their incentives. We don't want them here after what they've done." Using that N-word.
This is typical Republican bullshit. Outrage, and then he's punishing the community. What were they going to spend Nike and improvements on this city?
100 mil. and you know, it would have brought millions and millions into the local economy, et cetera, et cetera.
What a fucking asshole.
According to the NAACP, the Betsy Ross flag has been appropriated by white supremacist groups in recent years.
Yeah. So shame on Nike for designing these things and even making them.
In 2016, a Michigan school superintendent issued an apology after students were waving the flag at a high school football game, even. So it's not just all of a sudden Colin Kaepernick invented this.
And let's be clear. Nike did the shoes. They ran them or whatever. They had them in production, ready to roll them out.
They rolled them out.
They rolled them out.
They sent them to retailers and then said, send them back.
Yeah, and let's not be naive and not understand who they're trying to sell these shoes to. They understand the you're not going to make a sneaker without understanding what the fuck you're putting on it.
I didn't know that the flag had been appropriated by white supremacist groups. But so if I was
are you mass producing a tennis shoe?
If I was in a focus group, I would have not found the Betsy Ross flag offensive. I mean, I guess if I thought about it, maybe a little bit. But
that's the point, though. If you were Nike, if Pat Vile owned Nike, and someone said, "Hey, we're going to make a shoe," and they put that
a podcast.
Yes, absolutely. I get that.
FYI, yeah.
And someone's like, "We're going to do a shoe like this," and they had that flag on it. You would figure out whether or not. Whatever that meant, you would figure that out and you would know that's
well,
insane.
I would hope I would have,
of course,
a diversity officer or something or some kind, somebody within HR that could take a look at everything we did and
absolutely.
Make sure that it did not offend.
And fuck Nike. You knew if that guy at that school could see how waving those flags around might be offensive to black people and apologize for it. I think the executives at Nike could figure it out for their fucking selves.
So Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona got all dramatic in a tweet storm. Today was supposed to be a good day in Arizona with the announcement of a major Nike investment in Goodyear, Arizona. And then this news broke yesterday afternoon. He links to the Wall Street Journal version. Next tweet. Words cannot express my disappointment at this terrible decision. I am embarrassed for Nike.
Oh, my God.
Nike is an iconic American brand and American company. This country, our system of government and free enterprise. iconic American brand that hires 7-year-olds in Malaysia for slave wages to build their fucking shoes.
Right.
Wave your flag, douchey. This country, our system of government and free enterprise have allowed them to prosper and flourish. No. Our country allowing them to ship their jobs overseas and not taxing the fuck out of them.
That allowed them to flourish.
Yes.
Socialized, whatever you want to call it, right? Socialism, corporate socialism. Yep.
Instead of celebrating American history next week. Oh, look at this. Yeah, now they've sullied the 4th of July.
Geez.
Instead of celebrating America's history this week of our nation's independence, Nike has apparently decided that Betsy Ross is unworthy.
Oh, God.
And has bowed to the current onslaught of, here it is, political correctness.
Fuck you, Governor. Is he a mayor? Governor. Governor Fuckface.
And historical revisionism. Revisionist. We're the ones that want people to know what we did to the Indians.
Yes.
We're the ones that want people to know what we've done throughout the world in the name of America's big swinging dick of capitalist freedom.
You know, I can't. You keep telling me the guy's name. I can't remember. So I'm gonna
Doug Ducey,
Governor Fuckstick. This is Governor Fuckstick. Hello, Governor Fuckstick. This is what you're doing. You're cheating your community of all these fucking jobs and the improvements because you're a fucking wacko.
It's a shameful retreat for the company. American businesses should be proud of our country's history, not abandoning it. So does that mean that the Stars and Bars is A-O-fucking-K if they decided to do the General Lee version? With a...
Oh, shit,
with stars and bars on the back, that'd be okay, Doug Ducey?
Hey, Governor Fuckstick, am I supposed to be proud of slavery? Are you proud of that, you fuck?
Nike has made its decision, and now we're making ours.
This
I've ordered the Arizona Commerce Authority
Yes.
to withdraw all financial incentive dollars under their discretion that the state was providing for the company to locate here. Arizona's economy is doing just fine without Nike. We don't need to suck up to companies that consciously denigrate our nation's history.
Oh, my God!
And finally, it shouldn't take a controversy over a shoe for our kids to know who Betsy Ross is. A founding mother. Her story should be taught. Oh, listen to this. All of a sudden,
yes,
he cares about somebody with a vagina. Suddenly.
Oh, yeah. What? God!
A founding mother who didn't abort her country baby.
Did he say that?
No.
I don't know.
I'm putting the subtext in.
Yeah. She didn't get abortion.
A founding mother. Her story should be taught in all American schools. It is, you fucking moron. Everybody knows she sewed that first flag. That's like second grade.
We had slaves then, right? We had slaves then, and that's the issue. Our country was supported by owning people.
My people. My people came from Ireland.
Listen,
and Serbia.
Yes. I don't think, did the Irish, did
which
they
is actually not accurate.
Yeah. Did the Irish ever do anything bad? What about the Serbs?
Oh, yeah.
My people. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
well, you've got some British in there, right?
Yeah. They aren't that great.
They haven't done anything except
colonize
the whole fucking world.
Yes.
We're all assholes. We're all descended
Absolutely.
From assholes. And
yes.
We're trying to, instead of climbing atop and appropriating the achievement of those assholes and dropping our pants to masturbate for everyone to see on their loyals, on their laurels, I mean.
Right. Fuck your laurels.
How about doing some accomplishments of our fucking own?
How about this? How about, like, this fuckstick, Governor Fuckstick? Why don't you let the company come to Arizona for all those jobs, the improvements? You're a fuck.
Well, and how, you know, there was probably 49 other phone calls into Nike after this happened.
Yeah.
What? Come to our state.
Oh, God, yes, of course. Of course, dude.
Even the Republican ones who were probably like, you know, just don't make it really obvious, but, you know.
Why don't you come here?
I'd love to have you come here.
Damn.
Wait a little while till it dies down, then, you know. He says it should be taught in all American schools. In the meantime, it's worth Googling her.
Oh, fuck you!
Use this as a moment of education, everyone.
It's worth Googling her.
From Governor Doug Ducey.
Governor Fuckstick, shame on you. You're an idiot. God.
I know Ducey's the layup, and this guy probably had to deal with that his whole life, but look at what he's created.
Yeah, you're an asshole, dude.
He
Fuck
hasn't
off.
Handled it well. He's become evil.
Yeah. You're a bad guy. This guy is a bad person. Sorry.
Fuck him. There you go, Nike.
He doesn't like the politically correct world that we're in. What does that even mean? What does that mean to him?
That means... you should be able to be a fucking racist.
Oh, okay.
And not get called out for it.
Right.
What it means.
We should be tolerant of racists. We need to be tolerant of other race, of racists. Oh, okay.
Well, holy bright.
Yeah, hey, take those shoes and shove them up your ass, dickhead. God.
So that's the headlines. Let's go back to that poll.
Yes.
You said poll.
Yay.
The 45, let's see. As Americans prepare to celebrate the 4th of July holiday.
Okay.
Their pride in the U.S. has hit its lowest point since Gallup's first measurement in 2001.
$730 a day to keep a detainee in one of those camps.
$775
and no toothbrush.
While 70% of U.S. adults overall say they are proud to be Americans, this includes fewer than half saying extremely proud, making the second consecutive year that this reading is below the majority level.
Is everybody drunk and not paying attention? Is their head up their asses? Or what's wrong?
And gosh, that couldn't have anything to do with who's in charge right now, could it?
Oh, gee, Pat, I don't know.
Why would we be less proud to be Americans with Donald Trump as our president?
It's embarrassing.
Wow.
What am I supposed to be fucking proud of? mean, really, our goddamn racist in chief waddles over to suck Kim Jong-un's dick.
Oh, God, I can't. It's
gets
worse
played
than,
over and over again.
I can't wait to go back to Europe, but man, I kind of want to wait until this Trump thing blows over because I might need to get that Irish passport I've been trying to get.
Yeah, and cultivate a nice Irish accent because I know me. If I lived in Europe and some dickbag from America comes over, my first immediate reaction is going to be a fuck you, cunt. All right, you know?
Although I did say when hatred for George Bush and America was kind of at its apex, like 2000, I don't know what, 4 or 5-ish after...
Yes.
After we found out we had been rat fucked into a war and lied, and that Dick Cheney and his evil war slingers had just been profiting off of it.
Yes.
Eric Prince.
Oh, yeah. Big piece of shit.
That everybody was kind of sympathetic when I was in Europe at that point.
I don't know.
Like, they'd be like, oh, you're American. Oh, George Bush. Sorry about that.
I think it might be different now. I think you're American. Why don't you suck my fucking dick? Why don't you vote correctly, you fuck?
I think they'll be like, what the hell's wrong with
you're
your
ruining,
country? Yeah.
You are ruining, you're ruining the planet.
I voted for her.
Yes. But her fucking emails.
Apparently 9 or 10 times in California, Trump thinks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Fake news.
Since George Bush's second presidential term in 2005, now fewer than 60% of Americans has dropped, expressing extreme pride in being American.
What? Extreme pride? How do I express that? How many times do you want me to jack off in front of the flag? What am I supposed to do? Do you have extreme pride? Do you have extreme pride?
Are you asking me?
The intern.
Oh. Sacked out.
I just don't sacked out.
Probably sleeping.
Yeah.
The latest overall declines in patriotism are largely driven by Democrats. Well, now the Republicans are going to look at that and say they hate America. Of course, they hate America. But if America is the place where we put children in prison camps and treat them cruelly, or anyone in prison camps,
yes,
and treat them cruelly, then we should not be patriotic.
Yeah, and
there's nothing to be proud of.
Right, and the Republicans are these dickbags that put Donald Trump in office, you know? And wait, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so much rage.
I like to fight, too! Fuck them.
God. I've got, I'm not sure why that didn't play.
Oh, really?
Played a drop and we didn't.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's a deep state. Butterfucking emails.
Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
It is frustrating. I was just arguing with some people on Facebook about, like, who do you blame this? Do you blame this more on the electorate or the GOP politicians that are making this possible? Oh, is the fucking thing fucking.
It might be the thingy over there. Fucking.
No more games! War! Yes.
So the audience has been hearing the Alex drops. We missed those last couple,
okay.
So I apologize for the oversaturation of Alex.
Saturation. He is overly saturated.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go to buy something at Amazon, and we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
You
can help us buy some new adapters and shit here.
It is kind of fascinating to me. Who at Nike is making a bunch of shoes? And they're like, oh, you know what we need right now? We need some shoes with the colonial flag on the...
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Oh, please continue. Please continue.
That guy's in charge. That guy's party is in charge.
Yes.
Fuck their faces. And fuck our faces. We know what's going on in this country.
We're on to you.
Yeah, we're on to you.
Joaquin Castro.
Yes.
I think I said Juan Castro. We were talking about it offline earlier.
Crab diving offline.
Or Julian, I mean, who is running. Julian is running for president. His twin brother, Joaquin.
Right.
is a representative from Texas.
You know, I noticed that you fucked that up, but I didn't. I chose not to say anything.
Well, that's very kind.
You're welcome.
I don't mind being corrected.
I'm just kidding.
But the representative, Joaquin Castro, you know, these gulags.
Yes.
The representatives were forced to turn in their cell phones. No cameras were allowed.
Why?
And I think they may have tried, I don't know if they succeeded, but they may have tried to tell them they couldn't talk to people.
What?
That was the case with the press.
Yeah.
With the children. I guess I can understand not giving permission to talk to children, but I don't think they could swing that with the adults because a lot of talking went on.
How are they swinging that? What happens? Let's say I'm a representative.
Well, that's the point of the story, is that Joaquin Castro smuggled in a camera.
Yeah.
A phone, and took pictures and said the women wanted it out. So he didn't blur faces. They want the story to get out of what they're fucking dealing with.
God, good for this guy for standing up to these motherfuckers.
Representative Joaquin Castro smuggled a camera into a Border Patrol facility to document the conditions. And what are they going to do? Are they going to arrest him?
Are they going to fucking shoot him? Honestly.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was also on the tour. She explained his actions. Members of Congress had to surrender their phones before today's CBP trip. But Joaquin Castro was able to get a device in.
Listen to me. If somebody's my representative in Congress and you go to these fucking camps and some dickbag says, give me your cell phone, on my behalf, you take your phone in there and say, what are you going to do to me if I bring it in? Fuck you. They work for you, motherfucker.
AOC continued, this photo is of the women we spoke to. We asked their permission to photograph. They said yes. Please share what is happening.
Yes, absolutely. Some fucking dick bag, some fuck face, some private guard at some facility tells my congressional rep they can't bring a cell phone in. I would hope my rep would tell them to suck a dick, and they're bringing it in.
Representative Castro tweeted, our Border Patrol system is broken, and part of the reason it stays broken is because it's kept secret. The American people must see what is being carried out in their name. The Hispanic caucus led a delegation of members to Congress to visit two Border Patrol facilities. Here's what we found. At the El Paso Border Patrol Station number 1, women from Cuba, some grandmothers, crammed into a prison-like cell with one toilet, but no running water to drink from or wash their hands with, concrete floors, cinder block walls, steel toilets. Many said they had not bathed for 15 days. Some had been separated from children. Some had been held for more than 50 days.
Good Christ.
Several complained they had not received their medications, including one for epilepsy. Members of Congress comforted them when the women broke down. They asked us to take down their names and let everyone know they need help. They also feared retribution.
Oh, my God. Why don't our representatives, if they can get in these facilities, you go in that facility and you stay until those people are released. Fuck that.
They asked us to take down. We went to the Clint Border Patrol Station that warehouses children and some parents. The tents outside, used during the surge recently, were dark and surrounded by chain link fences. The showers, the dog is, I don't know if you can hear the dog. She's yiping.
Right.
A dream. The showers, mobile units, were dank, dirty, and only too small in number for the hundreds of people there just a few weeks ago.
This is, you know, we've talked about this. This is part of Stephen Miller's plan, right? He wants it to be punishment. It's his point. This suffering and the way they're keeping these people in the conditions, it's the point of what he's doing, right? It's his point, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it's the whole reason behind the point. This bullshit.
A boy, perhaps 3 years old, pressed his face against the dirty glass of a locked steel door. He smiled big, tried to talk to us through the thick glass. His family, or another, ate ramen on the floor a few feet away. There are many good agents, men and women, working earnestly to care for the people in their custody, but they are overwhelmed in a system that is morally bankrupt and challenged by rogue agents whose culture was on full display in the Facebook group revealed by ProPublica today.
When do we get the names of the people in this fucking Facebook group so they can be outed and shamed?
Oh, yeah. That's the story there from about how Joaquin Castro smuggled in a camera.
Well, I mean, don't you think the next step is like to send these representatives back, to send our representatives back into these places, set up camp. Just set up camp. Just stay in there. What are they going to do? Drag you out? You're a goddamn congressperson. Of course not. Demand then shit.
The Border Patrol dude was on telly, one of the Border Patrol dudes, and he was like, oh, everyone's being treated very well. That's just not the case.
What a fucking Nazi.
And they came back. They were interviewing one of the representatives that went on the tour. And might have been Representative Castro himself. And he said, that's a lie.
Yeah.
It was that simple.
That guy's lying.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I just saw it. He said, it's a lie. So, there you go. Also, Laura Ingraham letting everyone know that she and her family will no longer be wearing Nike.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
No.
Hey, Laura Ingraham, the fucking Nazi, is not going to wear Nike. No. Oh, how sad. Oh, how sad. Thank you for sharing, you piece of fucking garbage.
Looks like Ted Cruz also.
Right.
Doing some pearl clutching.
You know, to me, it seems like this is a dire situation, what we have. In like, I'm listening to politicians worrying about getting reelected and what the fuck ever. I think maybe it's time, if you're a Democrat running for president, whatever your agenda is to get your votes, fuck that. Pay attention to this. You go down to these camps and draw attention to these people. You light a fire under their fucking ass.
Laura Ingraham tweeted, no more Nike sneakers for our family.
Oh, great.
Ted Cruz tweeted, yep, I own lots of Nike. I've been a lifelong customer since I was a kid. But they've now decided their shoes represent snide disdain for the American flag.
Yeah.
Since they don't want my business anymore, I won't buy anymore. Can anyone recommend a good sneaker that's not so woke?
Jeez, God. AOC, are you sure you want to work on legislation with that piece of fucking shit?
It's good legislation, though.
If they can
manage it without any... that's the no more... lobbyist. You can't be a lobbyist for life after being a congressperson.
Mm.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, great. Meanwhile, you humanize.
That's how they make their money right now.
Yeah, and Ted Cruz gets a win. Ted Cruz gets a fucking win.
Well, he's not earning any points on his side for working with AOC.
Yeah. You know, that's true, I guess.
They loathe her. Also in the news, we've got this Trump Stravaganza, somebody called it.
4th of July.
Yeah, this 4th of July thing where he's got a couple of tanks. They showed up on a couple of trailers.
Wow. What are you trying to do? Show up Putin, you fuck?
I guess he's getting his VIP section.
Ooh, let's invite all my Russian buddies.
And they've, some staffers they've talked to have said, well, you know, we've told him, the speech he's working on is nonpartisan. But if he strays from the script, what can we do? And they've warned him.
Yes.
That there will be hellfire from much of the nation if he tries to turn it into some fucking MAGA rally.
Listen, you staffers and everybody working in the White House propping up these fascists. Fuck you. You've done damage to this country by working in that White House. Fuck off.
So the 4th of July week will go from. Fireworks, security checkpoints, tanks, and sunscreens.
Yes.
It was now shaping up to be a protest fest featuring some of the pro-Trump right's most extreme groups.
See, is this what they want?
2 days after the Trump-centric festivities, so on the 6th,
yeah,
members of the far-right Proud Boys will be rallying in D.C. Just 1 week after violence at rival Portland rallies ratcheted up tensions between groups on the right and the left.
Right.
The Proud Boys event and a rival counter-protest threatened to add even more tension to what's already shaping up to be a hot, bizarre week in Washington.
Oh, my God. That's what he wants, though. That's the point of this Trump shit. He wants a chance for liberals to beat up Proud Boys, you know, and then all these right-wing nut jobs can bitch about how evil Antifa is and all that shit, right?
Well, perpetual victimhood, sure.
Yes.
The Proud Boys, self-described, quote, Western chauvinists, who adhere to a dizzying array of rules, including restrictions on how often they can masturbate.
What the
how
fuck?
How sad. Really, I mean, what pathetic little boys these people are.
Yeah.
They'll be joined by a number of far right wing internet personalities.
Oh, yes.
At
boy.
The Rally for Free Speech.
Ooh.
The events, oh, listen to this.
Yes.
The events website includes amazing luminaries such as Laura Loomer.
There, God.
Jacob Wall.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm
Milo Yiannopoulos.
What? I'm in a fucking rage fog. What? This is at the 4th of July.
6th of July.
6th of July, and this is a...
Proud Boys sponsored rally for free speech.
Why are we? How can the Proud Boys get a permit to do a rally? Aren't they a hate group?
Former Pizzagate promoter Jack Posobiec.
Oh, God.
Will be speaking. The rally will be held blocks from the White House. Is ostensibly about social media companies banning right wing figures like Loomer and Wall.
You'll listen, snowflakes. Oh my God. Fuck off. Aren't the Proud Boys violent?
Yes.
So like what, how is it in the interest of freedom and community that they are granted permission to have a fucking rally?
An earlier free speech protest from the same group in San Francisco drew only a modest crowd last month, but the crowd in D.C. could be enhanced by waddlers, Trump supporters who are going to Washington for the 4th of July celebration, since they'll be there for the weekend. They may be spending the whole weekend in D.C.
Boy, you're going to have so much fun there. Have a ball, dickheads.
The organizer, Luke Roffling.
Yeah. Nine!
Proud Boy leader.
Hey, Luke, what's your jack-off schedule? How much are you jacking off?
Once a month is how much they're allowed
to. Oh, okay. At what part of the month, Luke, are you like mid-month? You know, halfway point? Or you try to hold it off as long as possible? Oh, you Nazi cunt bags.
Somehow I think ass play is okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You can wear a butt plug and all month long.
Yeah, in the shape of a swastika.
And
Nazi butt plug.
Roffling said a lot of people will be in town for the Trump Stravaganza.
Nine!
Referencing Trump's July 4th event featuring military plane flyovers.
Oh, God.
Tanks.
Oh, yes.
Trump said, I think it was today. Yeah, the tanks, you know, we have to be careful about the tanks and roads don't get along real well, so we have to be careful where we put the tanks.
Well, in a parade on a road, putting them there would not be being careful,
no,
would it?
I think they're going to be like on trailers or something. They're just going to be sitting there on the White House lawn or some shit.
Listen, Trump, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com, you're a fucking Nazi. Okay.
The Proud Boy events organizer says it isn't an official Proud Boys rally.
What? What does that mean? It's sponsored by the Proud Boys, but it's not official.
Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes is on the list of speakers.
Oh, yes.
As is Proud Boy and former Trump advisor and former Crab Nation guest.
Oh, my God.
Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes. Tell me where I come. I'm going to wait to jack off until I can do it in front of Roger Stone. Roger, can I come on your Richard Nixon tattoo? Or your mouth? In your mouth?
Give Nixon a couple of white eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. It's only once a month, so, it's going to be violent.
They're going to be big bushy. Bushy eyebrows.
Like. Yeah. These people are disgusting.
Just across the street from the Freedom Plaza, anti-fascists and other counter-protesters will be organized in a coalition calling themselves All Out DC.
Yes.
To protest against the Proud Boys.
Right.
He says, we're expecting a lot of Trump supporters, especially battle-ready Trump supporters.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So,
expect some
drama.
Expect some violence.
Yes.
That's what this is designed for. Exactly. I mean, listen, if you let, I don't understand why you have to let a group like the Proud Boys have a permit. Aren't there stipulations?
Well, it's not a Proud Boy event.
It's not an official.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Do we have to be so stupid? I mean, I just think this event is meant to incite violence. And there will be people protesting the Proud Boys. And we know these Nazi fucks, what they're going to do is they're going to instigate violence. And when Antifa and other people swoop in to deal with this, they're going to be fucking vilified. That's how this will work.
They're already claiming victimhood. Rolfling insists the Proud Boys don't intend to be violent, saying the only risk is from having us in Washington is that the local bars are going to run out of beer. But Proud Boys have repeatedly been arrested for alleged aggressive behavior, including a brawl outside a Gavin McInnes speech in New York City last year.
And didn't Gavin wear a broadsword to this event?
Yeah, he took a sword. Yeah.
Why? If you don't intend violence, why bring a sword to a peaceful rally, Gavin? You fuck.
Ahead of the rally, Rolfling, other organizers, and right-wing websites have promoted the claim that Antifa are planning to attack the rally with acid. This claim is based on an anonymous message on some encrypted messaging app posted by an account called Proud on Your Boy, but there's zero evidence that anyone involved in any demonstration is behind these messages. It could be one of them false flagging it up. It's an anonymous app.
And let's be clear about this. The side that has a history of violence is the right. I'm sorry. They ran over Heather Heyer. They killed her. The white supremacists did that. The Nazis did that. The Proud Boy types did that. They're the fucking violent motherfuckers.
On Monday, some of the announced speakers started clutching their pearls and pulling out, with Posobiec tweeting that the anonymous acid threat has made his own participation to be determined.
I don't know.
I'm worried about the acid attack from the anti-fascists.
Hey, Posobiec. Do you think you're at all to blame for the person showing up at Comet Ping Pong Pizza with the gun?
Oh, of course not.
I mean, these people incite violence.
He's already distanced himself from that and been like, well, I was just saying what people were saying. Some people say kind of thing.
Right, right.
Just put what's out there.
God.
We've got...
And who do you think all those people voted for? Oh, the Proud Boys. Who do you think they voted for?
Of course, Trump.
And why didn't we have these Proud Boy rallies when Obama was president? Really? This guy is a white supremacist in the fucking White House. And these are his fans.
The good news?
Yes.
We're looking on taking back the Senate in 2020.
Okay.
And... Teresa Greenfield, who is a businesswoman from Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
Has a farming background.
Yes.
And she has announced that she is running against Joni Ernst there.
Oh, hell yes.
And she announced today that she has raised more than $625,000 in less than a month.
Is that a lot for that race?
Yes.
Okay.
She said her average online donation was $21.
So shit.
A lot of grassroots support. 85% of all of her contributions were less than $100.
Right.
She said she got money from 96 of the 99 counties in Iowa, and she refuses to take money from any PACs or
good
super
for her.
PACs.
Shit. My God. Will the people of Iowa vote for her?
She says, Iowans are ready for new leadership in the Senate. I'm thrilled we're off to such a strong early start. Deeply grateful to the grassroots supporters who are helping this make this campaign possible. After voting for a tax handout to the super wealthy and special interests, attacking health care protections for pre-existing conditions, and failing to fight for our farmers, it is clear that Senator Ernst has lost touch with the regular people here in Iowa that she's supposed to serve and represent.
Oh, hell yeah. Go vote for her. You know, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, you live in Iowa, vote for this person.
Greenfield is campaigning heavily on her rural background, touting herself as, quote, a proud farm kid with farm kid values.
Yeah. Farm kid.
Even though Ernst has a small net positive favorability rating, her seat is still viewed as a top pickup opportunity for the Democrats in 2020.
So the Democrats will put some money behind this race.
Hopefully, yeah.
They have a chance, okay. Jody Ernst is the Republican that ran a campaign ad where she fucking ripped the testicles off a pig or something like that.
Yeah, she talked about that she was she used to deball pigs.
Wow, okay.
right now...
That'll endear me to whomever!
Right now, the Cook Political Report, a nonpartisan election handicapper, is rating the race as likely Republican.
Right, right. Don't be discouraged by that fucking propaganda.
Right, right, right. Democrats need to come out in waves again like they did.
Yeah.
And we can take back the Senate. I think there's 22 Senate seats being defended by Republicans. They need to...
Right.
They need to hold a lot. I mean, there's 22 Senate seats up, and the Republicans need to hold their section of it because they're only up by, what, 2 votes right now and Mother Pence.
No shit.
So it'll take just a sway of 3.
Right.
And Mitch the Bitch is no longer the head of the Senate.
What about Rick Scott? Who's going to beat Rick Scott? That's our guy. That's our senator. Who beats
this
fuck?
He's until 2024.
Oh, okay.
Mm. It might be little Marco.
No.
He might be up.
He's a piece of shit.
I'm not sure.
He's a tinier piece of shit. Rick Scott is a bigger piece of shit physically, right?
So difficult. Well, physically, yeah.
Hi, welcome to the foam party.
As far as being garbage people, they're probably neck and neck.
Well, I mean, little Marco loves guns, right? I imagine he's got a big fat A rating from the NRA, and probably so does Dick McGee.
Yeah, and he presents his anus like a windsock. I mean, it depends whichever direction it needs to be pointing.
It's good old windsock! Bring that anus over here, boy! Mr. Windsock!
Ooh. The biggest thing in that poll.
Ooh, yes.
That it says, of the list below, please say whether any of the following things make you proud of the country
okay.
or not.
Right.
Of the 8 things listed.
Yes.
The lowest at only 32%. Are proud of the American political system. And I want to know what the fuck is wrong with that 32%, because our system is needs some tinkering.
Yes, they're drunk. They're taking too many depression medications. They don't know. They don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know what to tell you.
37% are proud of the country because of its American health and welfare system.
Is this the Onion? Fuck off. Are you sure it's not the Onion? Or Borowitz or some shit like that? Is this real?
And this is inexplicable, too. This is ridiculously optimistic and high.
Okay.
72% are proud of our country because of its diversity in race, ethnic background, and religion.
We've got concentration camps! We're putting brown people in camps!
That means 27% of people
are
not proud of the country because of diversity. I mean, I don't understand. Does that mean people like us who think we have a long way to go and we should not be proud of how we treat ethnic backgrounds and religions and races that aren't white, Christian, straight, etc.?
Right, right.
Or is it, are these deplorables who are not happy that the country is becoming diverse? I don't know how
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know how that breaks down.
I don't know.
They need to clarify that question.
Yes. Go. Yeah, yeah.
73% are proud of American sporting achievements.
What does that mean? Like throwing a ball?
There, our country exporting its athletic prowess worldwide.
You know, if somebody asked me that question,
economic achievements, 75%.
I would tell them you need to take that question and shove it firmly up your windsock, because who gives a fuck? Do you care? I don't give a fuck.
85% are proud of American culture and arts.
Okay.
89% are proud of our military.
Jeez. All right.
And the highest number, which I'm disputing the veracity of this.
Yes.
Given what many of our discussions are in the public sphere right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
91% claim that America's scientific achievements make them proud. That's a lie. That's a lie. When 40% of the stupid fucking country still doesn't believe in anthropomorphic climate effects and change.
Stem cell research.
Doesn't believe it.
How
can you say you're proud of our scientific achievements when climate scientists have been screaming for 30 years, and you're saying,
right,
liar, but the oil companies are telling us they're lying.
You know, and you remember, Al Franken had to explain to Rick Perry that debating the existence of gravity or some shit or basic principles of science that we all agree on.
Theory. He whipped out the theory.
Yeah, and that's not valid.
Correct.
It's not a valid discussion. That's
how the Christianists go after evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a theory. It's only a theory.
Right. You know, also that question about are you proud of the military? That's not a fair question either. What does that fucking mean? Am I proud of what our military does? No. Who would be? But they're trying to get people to say, I'm not proud of the military, so someone could say that means you don't support the troops. That's what that is.
Right, it's the zero sum game of the conservative tiny little mind, just like Israel. If you criticize Israel's vile subjugation of the Palestinians, you hate Jews. You're anti-Semitic. You probably don't believe the Holocaust occurred.
I mean, I hate some of the shit our military does. I really do. But does that mean? But of course I support the troops.
Of course,
a fucking course. Those are American.
But that
the human beings
that you know short circuits the conservative mind. They can't
fucking idiots.
They can't handle that one.
God.
Yeah. We've got thanks for joining us, everybody. Yes. A little bit after the top of the hour here on this Tuesday.
Welcome to America.
We'll be back tomorrow. I had to burp anyway.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. We do it every goddamn weekday.
Right.
Tomorrow, hump day, 2 to 4 Pacific. I've got, speaking of the election.
Yes.
The largest haul of any 2020 Democratic candidate to date. Mayor Pete Buttigieg announced a stunning $24.8 million second quarter.
Oh, shit. Buttigieg.
Senator Bernie Sanders just released his numbers.
Yes.
Which are significantly lower than the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, shit. Damn, Bernie. It's like, you know, do you think people resent Bernie Sanders because his supporters didn't come out and vote for Hillary?
Some.
Yeah.
Yes. Bernie took in 18 mil through the end of June. I mean, that's, you know, that's peanuts. Also transferred $6 million from previous campaign accounts.
Okay.
So that enabled them to spin Bernie 2020 reports $24 million in the second quarter to make it sound like they're matching what Mayor Pete made.
Yeah.
But they transferred in $6 million from their previous campaign.
Right.
So even though, yes, technically they brought in
$24 million
to their main account.
Yeah.
It still is a little sneaky.
And it feels like after watching both of those debates, it's an amazing array of candidates. You know?
Buttigieg's $24.8 million came from 294,000 individual donors.
Shit.
The largest haul of any in the 2020 race to date. The average contribution was $47 and some change.
Yes.
They currently have $22.5 million cash on hand.
You know, Elizabeth Warren is my favorite. You know, I that's who I would love to see president. But I would also, I don't know what this said. I would also love to see Pete Buttigieg be president, just because I know it would just piss off the right wing nut job so much to have a gay president.
Oh yeah.
I mean, don't you think that would be glorious? Just the sadness.
Although
of those
him up
dick
for
bags
VP
against Mother Pence,
Mother Pence's husband.
That would
be
lovely,
pretty spectacular.
Because surely, I mean, Mike Pence is gonna
gonna claim the victimhood.
Yes.
And Mayor Pete just says what he says about, you know,
right.
I don't know how you can claim the moral high ground with religion and support what you support.
And especially like what we learned, was it yesterday on the show, that Mike Pence is the dumb one? He's stupid.
Yeah. Allegedly, according to Siege.
Oh,
go to crabdiving.com/audible. I was listening to it again today, and there's a whole chapter called Hannity.
Right. Oh, God.
2 to 3 hours on the princess phone at times with Sean Hannity.
Trump?
Daily.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck can have a phone conversation that long? 15, 20 minutes on the phone, I get squirrely. Talking to Hannity? God damn. Oh, Jesus.
According to the Washington Times, Mayor Pete's effectiveness on the debate stage helped improve his likability score 10 points.
Oh, wow.
In the morning consult poll, in early voting states where Buttigieg has already made a good impression, the debate confirmed that he is more than just a long shot candidate.
So yes.
He's still not in that top tier yet, but he's he seems to be, with all that money.
Yeah,
I guess one could argue that he is in the top tier.
Right. And let's get real. Elizabeth Warren's the best. I mean, come on. God damn it. Why can't we all just come together as progressives and say, you know what? She's got the best shit. Let's be real. Quit lying to me.
I've got another story here.
Yay.
This is out of, well, this is this just shows how shitty this campaign is gearing up to be.
Yeah,
preparing for full deplorable onslaught.
Oh, of course.
Get ready for the slings and arrows at Mueller over the next
couple of
weeks.
When's he testify? Next week,
17th. And I want to hear Jim Jordan.
Right.
Accuse Mueller to his face of being biased against Trump. I want to hear Louis Gohmert to Mueller's face accuse him of being an anal opening.
Jim Jordan has the quote unquote stones to stand up to Mueller on behalf of Trump, but not for the kids.
I want to hear,
not for the students that were assaulted by that goddamn doctor in the wrestling. What is it? The dressing
Ohio
room?
State.
Yeah. What happened? With Jim Jordan, he was the coach of a wrestling team, and the team doctor was feeling up students on the team, right?
Well, yeah, you go in for like a sore throat and he's checking your sack.
Touching your balls.
Yeah.
And he knew that was going on.
So this story, Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Joe Biden's son.
Right.
Has now become increasingly open about some of his personal history.
Okay.
Saying he wants to preempt the publication of piecemeal stories that will try to smear his father.
And Hunter Biden, he's writing a book?
He shared with The New Yorker in an interview.
Okay.
Gritty personal details of his history with addiction.
Oh, shit.
49 years old, candidly admitted of that his struggle began with alcohol back in high school.
Okay.
Cigarettes and cocaine entered the picture.
Yes.
While he was studying at Georgetown.
Yeah.
He said, everybody faces pain. Everybody has trauma. There's addiction in every family. I was in that darkness. I was in that tunnel. It's a never-ending tunnel. You don't get rid of it. You figure out how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Over the last 15 years, he's been in and out of rehab.
Right.
Inpatient and outpatient programs. He was also discharged from the Navy after testing positive for cocaine.
Oh, shit.
And that means cocaine only stays in your system for like 2 days. So that means he you know, had
was
done it
regular.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He had done it right
in the
before.
Navy.
And he had a run-in with Arizona state law enforcement after a pipe and cocaine residue was discovered inside a Hertz rental car that he had.
Oh, shit.
There was no evidence he had used the pipe.
Yes.
So prosecutors did not pursue charges.
Right.
He said, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know whose that was. It was right. Just in the car I rented.
So, like, what's the big deal? This guy, Joe Biden, has a son who has a problem with drugs?
Had.
Had one.
Well has, you know.
Isn't that like,
but,
that's well, lots
but
of people.
The Republicans, you know how they'll swift
up. Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
Swift boated
John Kerry.
John Kerry. They somehow turned his, I forgot, was that the, oh, what's his name? That the bald guy with the glasses, the political guru for George Bush.
Oh, fuck.
And
Karl Rove.
Karl Rove, yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
I think this is Karl Rovian.
Yes.
Where they, the strategy is to go after your opponent's strength.
Yes.
And in Kerry's case, I think that I heard a little bit about this in Siege. And in John Kerry's case, it was his war hero background.
Right.
So instead of ignoring that, you go after that and sink it. So he got people to lie that hated John Kerry and say that he wasn't a hero.
God damn. The Trump did that with John McCain, right?
Right.
Heroes don't get caught. Didn't he say that?
Right from the Karl Rovian playbook.
God, that's shameful.
But I mean, this just goes to show you what, you know, where this, you know, where Trump's going to go and the deplorables are going to go and
yeah.
The Russian bots.
Right.
And the Saudi bots.
God. And meanwhile, we have camps. We have these concentration camps at our borders. And what, you know, those conditions are so bad. They're getting worse. So what happens? Do we just allow those people to be in those camps while the conditions worsen or what?
Well, and who knows what he said to Kim. Maybe he was like to Kim, you know, I know you guys have really strong cyber people. You know, if you want to help me out, you know, maybe we'll talk about.
Well, I never thought
we'll
of that.
Maybe we'll talk about your nukes and, you know, you can keep them and we'll just. Because that was the latest murmurs now is that all of a sudden maybe there'll be a. Maybe there'll be a, instead of denuclearization, a freeze, which would essentially be the United States chained reversing policy.
Yes.
And saying, well, we're just going to accept the fact that North Korea is a nuclear power and just leave it at that.
So he's going to, you think
no more for you.
Oh, yes.
No more nukes.
In exchange, they get Kim's.
We get nothing.
Well, Trump gets the use of his like media, social media gulags, right? They're hacker.
Well,
the hacking bullshit.
I'm alleging.
Yeah. the squirrel's back. That squirrel is... There's something up with that squirrel. That is not a normal squirrel outside of crab diving headquarters. That fucking thing wants to take out our bird feeder.
Well, it's a greedy Florida Republican squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Nazi.
Is that a Nazi squirrel?
Some Christian squirrel.
Listen, you fascist squirrel.
So, a sad sign of the times that Joe Biden's son has to air all of his drama.
You know, to be fair, you know, Republicans don't really abuse drugs and things like that.
No, not at all. So,
doesn't Trump have like some weird Adderall supply or something? Somebody brings him Addy.
Oh, it's that. I forget it begins with a P, but yeah, it's.
He has a super duper Adderall.
He's got some upper that he allegedly.
Yeah.
Frequently takes.
Yay.
Awesome.
Right.
Nothing scarier than Trump on an upper.
Wasn't Hitler on meth?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
We have a allegedly the speaking of allegedly, the many in the staff and State Department are pissed about Ivanka.
Yeah.
Eclipsing Trump.
But you told me something today that was interesting. Where did you hear this? That Trump in the in next year or something is going to say for personal health reasons he's not going to run again. So he's going to encourage everyone to put their delegates behind Ivanka.
There's a rumor that the reason that Trump is parading Ivanka around everywhere is that he wants to hand the torch not to his idiot sons, either of them, but he wants to. Did we talk about on the show how? No. He once said that he wished he could take back the name. I think we did.
His name.
What was that offline conversation?
Crab diving offline conversation.
But Trump, according to Siege,
yes,
at one point, multiple people have heard this from him, that he wishes he hadn't given Don Jr. his name.
How do you but wait a second.
And I specifically remember the sentence that said, and has speculated if he could take it back.
But, like, if you have a kid, don't they have your name on a birth certificate? I mean, it's not like, can you have a kid and
Don, say? Don Jr.
Oh,
he's
the
Don.
Full name. I see.
He's Donald Trump Jr.
Donald, do you even care that story got out? Because
no,
that's gonna fuck your horrible dickhead kid up, you know?
Hates him. So
I hate Don Jr. too.
So that's the rumor that Trump is going to work out some deal where he resigns, claiming a health issue, and it'll be well into the only a few months before the election, and that he will try to convince all of the delegates that he has to anoint Ivanka.
And then Ivanka will pardon him of whatever the
ding,
fuck he's
fucking
guilty
ding,
of.
Fucking ding.
Or, you know, let's say a Democrat gets elected in 2020 and they pardon him for the good of the fucking country.
Well, they can't pardon him from state.
Yeah, that's true.
The New York AG
right,
is waiting with cuffs.
Mm-hmm. And not in a good way.
Not the safe word kind.
Oh my
of.
God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
We appreciate
yes.
your time
right.
and your continued support through our Amazon link.
Right. And tell your friends about our show.
Trumpian Trump's America.
I mean,
like
yeah.
it hasn't
I mean,
been
God,
the past
you know,
hour and 18.
Story of some racist dirtbag or sexist dirtbag doing something shitty, emboldened by our president because they're a big piece of shit.
Oh, look at you reading ahead.
Oh, yes. I'm reading the teleprompter.
This is... I fucked up. There we go. I saved the link to the comments.
Every time
story. Here we go.
Yeah, every time you bring up Don Jr., by the way, I just always get this cloud of rage. I just think about, can you imagine you're going on a trip to Africa... Mm-hmm. You get to see nature, and what you want to do, you want to take a giant gun.
Papa John's too, right?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
You want to take a gun. and shoot some amazing creature to death.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then brag about it in a picture.
I understand the whole hunting thing.
Disgusting.
I mean, if you're going to, you know, eat it, I guess. But I don't understand the whole, I'm just going to go out and kill something because it's fun. I would suggest to you that maybe you need to rethink your priorities.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, if you're going to eat it, I guess it makes it a little more logical. But if you don't have to, not many of us need to go out and hunt for our meals.
Yeah, yeah. We should all be vegetarian anyway.
I think people just enjoy killing, and that creeps
me out. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It creeps me out just a little bit.
Absolutely. People are creepy.
Milford, Connecticut.
Hey!
Reading from the CT Post, Connecticut Post.
Eat my dick!
A Tennessee man.
Oh, yes.
Broke into a church.
Right.
In Milford. Causing damage.
Okay.
Because the church and its pastor, quote, are supporting and pushing an LGBT agenda.
Oh, God.
Charles Yarbrough, 30 years old from Nashville, was charged with a hate crime, burglary, and criminal mischief.
Shame on you, Charles. It's Pride Month, too. Shame on you, you piece of fucking shit.
Mary Taylor Memorial United Methodist Church in downtown Milford has made a point of proclaiming that it is welcoming to members of the gay community.
Good for them.
Since February, a colorful sign in front of the church has announced, quote, to be clear, if you are queer, LGBTQIA+, you are affirmed here, exclamation point.
Good for these people. And in Tennessee, too.
It represents a little bit of a allergy cough. United Methodist Church is having a little schism.
Yes,
because the sign that this church put up went up days after a vote at a special general conference in St. Louis.
Right.
When the United Methodist Church voted to strengthen its ban on gay clergy. And on same-sex marriages.
See, that's not the Methodist Church's vibe, this shit.
Well,
you know?
A lot of the Methodists, though, are saying it is our vibe.
Right.
It's happening in a bunch of denominations. Lutherans, too, are having...
Lutherans
are like, we don't care. Let them people be gay. Right. And then there's other Lutherans that were like, no!
Oh, God. Well, good for this church for standing up, you know. And
this local church posted a sign apologizing for that vote.
Shit.
The church has long been an open and affirming church, one that sanctions marriages between those of alternative sexual preferences.
Yes.
And they welcome openly gay clergy there.
Right.
The church was vandalized twice in the past week.
Oh, my God.
The police are not sure if Yarbrough is a suspect in the first incident.
Yeah. Is he charged with a hate crime?
Yes. Hmm. The church holds community meals for the homeless and others in need. And the pastor said this is how the suspect was able to get into the church. So this asshole snuck into the church when they were feeding homeless people.
Oh my God.
This good Christian, this wonderful Christian.
What is Jesus or Christ like about this, dude? I mean, if you're going to go to the trouble mentally to believe in a higher power, you're going to jump through all the weird hoops you have to allow yourself to believe in that shit. Why do this? Why not be Christ-like then?
While being interviewed, Yarbrough stated he entered the building and damaged the office door because he felt the pastor and the church as a whole are supporting and pushing an LGBT agenda.
You damaged the door? That's what you did? I'm going to damage your door. Oh, my God.
The pastor says, what can I say but pray for this guy?
Yeah.
We are not dissuaded in any way, shape, or form. We're going to love our neighbor. We're not going to stop because of one person's response.
Yes.
It's unfortunate, she said, but it doesn't dissuade us from our stance of affirmation. We are the church, and we're going to continue to be that.
I mean, you know.
He's in Popo custody
right.
on $50,000 bond.
Why does this person say pray for this guy, though? That's what I don't understand.
Well, that's their vibe.
Oh, shit.
The magic spell.
Pray for some bad shit for this guy.
Well, he's in jail with $50,000 bond.
Right. Well, and I bet, you know what I bet happens? Nobody breaks in. And nobody vandalizes. It's probably, the guy was probably responsible for the other one.
Quite possibly.
What kind of wacko? You damaged an office door. What kind of, what's the statement there, dumbass? I mean, really?
Oh God, these people are, good for Fiona Apple donating 2 years worth of songs royalties to help pay migrants' legal fees.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Her song Criminal. Oh, that's a great song.
Right. You know, I was reading about, what's that group? Oh, Together We Rise. They have a fund where, they're raising money for a team of lawyers that have permission to visit these facilities.
Uh-huh.
And they want to pay their salaries so they can go and advocate for these kids.
Let's see. We have... See, there are decent people out there.
Absolutely. But there's some bad fuckers out there.
There's
decent people need to get together and do away with these bad fuckers so they can quit fucking with people.
And Vichy conservatives.
Yes.
I've got good news, maybe?
Yes, absolutely.
Trump era good news.
Ooh, something bad didn't happen.
A spokesperson for the National Park Service has confirmed that the feminist anti-war group Code Pink has been granted a permit to fly the baby Trump blimp during their anti-Trump demonstration.
Hell
on
yeah.
July 4th.
I love that baby Trump blimp.
Code Pink has raised more than $13,000 as of last Wednesday, I believe.
Do you think that blimp bothers Trump?
They mentioned it in the book, in fact.
Yeah.
In
Siege?
In regards to his first trip to the UK when he was all thrilled about meeting the Queen and everything, and he really got the snub because nobody else wanted to meet him.
Right. Well, it's because he's a Nazi.
He didn't get his state dinner and everything
that
they gave him more recently, but he didn't at that time. The GoFundMe is now at 17,000 of 20,000 goals. So,
oh, shit.
Baby Trump coming to D.C. this July 4th.
Bam!
When Trump speaks at the Lincoln Memorial, let's show him what a big baby he is, it says.
Are they going to be able to fly that over the VIP center?
Well, probably not.
With all the Russian losers?
That's the only reason he's putting up a VIP center is that...
he can control the environment, right?
Exactly.
Keep the protesters away.
Exactly.
This is fascism, baby. Fuck all this shit.
The 20-foot diaper-clad balloon holding a cell phone has become a symbol at various events and rallies across the world since it debuted in London last year.
Hello.
More recently, the balloon or one of its six clones. There's seven.
Oh, yeah.
Seven baby Trump blimps out there.
I love it.
Was recently in Miami for, or in Orlando, I mean, for Trump's Nuremberg election kickoff. Rally.
Nine!
The president is scheduled to give a speech from the Lincoln Memorial, including a flyover with military jets.
Yes.
During the Independence Day festivities.
Why not? Why is there no Mike Pence balloon where it's like Mike Pence, but in like a latex outfit with, you know, a fucking...
Nobody cares about Mike Pence.
Oh, I would love to see that. Oh, man, the squirrel is attacking again. Get down, squirrel. Quit eating the bird's food. What a coward. You coward. You squirrel coward.
Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Yay.
Oh, that Navy SEAL was found not guilty. Holy shit.
Of
murder
in
these war crimes when members of his own SEAL Team 6 accused him of shenaniganry.
Oh, my God.
He was found not guilty on most serious charges. He was found guilty on one single charge of posing with a corpse of an ISIS fighter.
Jesus.
This is the one that, Trump had threatened to pardon.
Do you think Trump's threatening that? Do you think that influenced the decision on this case?
I don't know. I think this is a military court, so I don't know exactly if it was a jury or if it was a military tribunal kind of thing. So, but he's been found not guilty.
Wow. Well, this sends a great message, right?
It was a jury. They were tasked with determining if the fighter died from stab wounds or from injuries already sustained. His fellow SEAL members said that they saw him stab this prisoner in the neck.
Oh, my God.
But apparently they're saying that they didn't.
I'm laughing because the squirrel is back again. Just now it's gone.
So there you go.
Yes.
The defense team said there was no body or evidence to be used against Gallagher, and they dismissed the text as dark humor in combat. He was texting his friends. I've got a cool story when I get back. I've got my knife skills on. Jesus. Good story behind this. Got him with my hunting knife when he took a selfie with the dead ISIS.
Why is there no body?
Well, because they're, there's a dead ISIS dude, so they probably, I don't know, gave it back to ISIS or threw him in a trench somewhere. I don't know what they do with the dead ISIS people.
Yeah, I mean, but then how was he charged with murder?
Well, it came out later.
It came out later. Okay, yeah. I got you.
So there you go.
Wow. Jeez. Well, I mean,
it's sad that he's found not guilty, but that's better than Trump pardoning him after being found guilty, because that really would tell the world that the U.S. is A-okay with war crimes.
Yeah.
And we don't have to follow your Geneva Convention or anything like that.
Horrible. Man, that is disturbing. You know?
Creepy.
Right.
It's what we've become.
Oh, yeah. We're fucked up. We're sincerely fucked up right now. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what we're all supposed to do about these camps. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just sit there and wait for our shitty system for it to work out, for Democrats to be in charge again, to make it stop?
Well, and like we talked about yesterday, this is, I think they want it to come out. They're happy that these conditions are being publicized, because that's the point.
So exposing it doesn't matter. So they need to stop it. The Democrats need to stop it. And I'm saying, if you got access to those facilities, you go there and you stay. You stay and you tell them to drag my ass out of there. You make a spectacle of it.
The what else have we got going on here in the news?
Yes.
Don't forget Faithless Friday, too.
Jabez, Sky God.
We'll get our atheism on just a wee bit more.
Oh, yes. Look at my atheism. Fuck you.
House Democrats have filed another lawsuit.
Yes.
Today in federal court to get access to Trump's tax returns.
Right. Right. Wait. He never gave over his tax returns.
I know, it's a shock.
Right. Shocker.
Steve Mnuchin said, we're not going to give them. I'm following the recommendation that I was given, and I'm not going to give you those IRS.
Steve Mnuchin, like a lot of Republicans, he's very difficult to look at. And yes, it's his face. His face is heinous. Unless you're looking at this through the window to the studio like a fucking perv, At Vile Experience just made the Mnuchin face.
I did.
It was like Predator.
House Democrats filed suit seeking Trump's tax returns, accusing the administration of, quote, an extraordinary attack on Congress. Ooh. In preventing the disclosure of the president's personal financial records, Representative Richard Neal, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, filed the suit against the IRS and the Treasury Department after months of dicking around with the administration over these returns. This should have happened months ago.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking totally.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin.
And the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig,
nine,
I believe, will recall was one of the people that Trump insisted that Cocaine Mitch rush his approval through.
Oh, yeah,
before the Attorney General Barr. For some reason, Trump wanted the head of the IRS, his choice, in place before the Attorney General choice. Golly gee, why? I wonder why that would be.
Mueller is testifying on the 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm a fucking Democrat questioning this Mueller, I'm going to say, hey, Bob, you had access to Trump's tax returns. You read his tax returns.
He may not have.
Oh, really? I see. I thought Mueller had access to his returns.
Well, I thought that's one of the reasons that Adam Schiff and some of these others, Representative Neal here, the chairman of Ways and Means, are going after the finances because Mueller didn't focus as much on the finances.
Oh.
The Treasury Secretary and the IRS Commissioner have denied Democrats' demands for the returns.
Right.
They are named as co-defendants.
Yes. Hell yes. Go after these motherfuckers.
The 49-page lawsuit says defendants have mounted an extraordinary attack on the authority of Congress to obtain information needed to conduct oversight of Treasury, the IRS, and the tax laws on behalf of the American people.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's
one
weird.
Of the things is they want to make sure that Trump isn't getting a prostate tickle from the IRS toadies that he put in there. They want to make sure that he's not somehow cheating on his taxes and there's some conspiracy over at the IRS to cover it up.
Well,
so
I
that's
mean,
part of their oversight.
Yeah, and I would think if you worked at the IRS, would you really want to go after Donald?
Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's attorneys,
Sekulow,
said, "We will respond to this latest effort at presidential harassment."
Blar. In Sekulow, right-wing nut job guy.
Yeah. Jesus-y.
Oh, perfect.
Mnuchin and May rejected the subpoena issued by Democrats on the committee.
Yes.
Pushing Neal to seek a court battle that legal experts say may make it all the way to SCOTUS.
Damn.
Given the central questions it poses about the scope of Congress's ability to oversee the White House, I think it's pretty fucking clear in the Constitution what Congress's oversight abilities are.
Right. It's Congress. I mean, it's insane. This is nuts.
We're real specific about not wanting another king.
Yeah,
not wanting another unitary executive that can do whatever the fuck he wants, which is why they said the Congress declares war.
And it's not just Trump.
Not the president.
Yeah, it's like Ben Carson, all these people. Nobody wants to answer to Congress.
Right, they're hostile.
They're indignant. Yeah. I mean, Bill Barr didn't. Bill Barr was subpoenaed, didn't show up. You know?
A legal expert at the Tax Policy Center said this is a big deal that goes to the core of our government's checks and balances.
Yes.
And could for many years shape the relationship between the executive and legislative branches.
Right. Don't bite the microphone, intern.
House Democrats and legal experts point to a 1924 law explicitly giving lawmakers the authority to seek the records.
Right.
But the Trump administration is characterizing it as a partisan maneuver to embarrass him politically.
You know, I'm going to say something, and it's obvious, and I hate that I'm even saying it. If this were Obama, I mean, my fucking God, or any other Democrat or Hillary, these Republican pieces of garbage would be losing their shit. But the thing is, it wouldn't be Obama. It wouldn't be Hillary because they would have handed this shit over.
Well, and imagine Hillary having won the presidency and dragging Chelsea to the G20.
Oh, God, please.
However, Chelsea has like a PhD in international relations. So she actually might be qualified to stand there and speak with these other world leaders.
But so does Ivanka. What does she have? She has, be fair and balanced. Be fair and balanced. You're the squirrel slayer. That fucking squirrel doesn't give a shit about the Crab Diving Podcast Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. crabdiving.com/live.
So there you go. The we'll see what goes on.
Hey, intern, do you not give a fuck about this squirrel? I mean,
she doesn't care.
You're not doing anything.
No.
The squirrel is, dude, he's at the bird feeder again. He's up on there. God damn. We got to, jeez.
Thanks that for squirrel joining us, everybody, as we
is Republican.
As we battle the animal kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the intern.
Right. None of these animals.
Happy 6-month birthday.
Oh, is it her birthday today?
On the 30th it was.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday.
We didn't celebrate.
Right.
It's your 6-month birthday.
You want to come over here and bite my feet?
So that's, I guess, good news.
Maybe, yay! You
know, who the hell knows how long these fucking court battles will take, though.
Right.
But that's why I said this shit should have been done.
Right.
Literally months ago. They should have said, you're ignoring us. Right to court.
Instantly. Yeah.
That's what the Republicans would have done. Instantly squealed to court.
And why is it there's even a committee that they want to decide whether or not they want to say subpoena Bill Barr for him to appear?
The Democrats are like, we have to talk about talking about it first.
You know what the Democrats are? The Democrats are like a superhero. They discover they can fly or shoot lightning bolts out of their dick, and then they're sad about it. You know what I'm talking about? They're sad about it. Oh, my God. You have the power to subpoena Bill Barr.
Yeah,
very Marvel. Do it. Be happy about it. Subpoena that motherfucker. Demand it.
And all
you're the fucking Congress.
All the superheroes have a loved one that is an asshole that is upset that they don't spend time with them, right?
Oh, yes.
When they're out saving the world.
Listen, Congress, I'm not one of those. I want you to impeach Donald Trump, you motherfuckers. Get off your ass and fucking do something.
What's up? My computer's.
Oh, his computer's being an asshole. God damn, it's a deep. That's a deep state. I'm convinced of that shit.
I've got a
deep state.
Here's some more lies from the Republicans.
Ooh.
They're coming after the Democrats for socialism and Medicare and wanting universal health care for everybody. That's of course evil.
That's
and
evil.
You've got Trump and the rest of the Republicans lying and saying people like their insurance companies.
Oh my God.
And sane people say they don't like their insurance companies. They like their doctors and
right.
The fact that their insurance pays for said doctor
yes.
that they like.
They're not in love with like Blue Shield per se.
Correct.
Right.
And so now there's finally a poll.
Right.
Showing
poll.
That the majority of people, when it's explained to them that they can keep their provider.
Yes.
And under a Medicare for all type of dealio.
Okay.
That would be the goal is
right.
that you do get to keep your doctor.
Yes.
Then people are like, okay, get rid of the fucking insurance
companies.
I'm not wedded to
the majority of people want this, right?
Well, right. But they want to be able to keep their doctors.
Yeah.
Not their insurance company. They don't give fuck all
right.
care about Hello. Their insurance company.
Because sometimes I feel like we should just demand, just give us what we want, you fucking government piece of shit. Just give us what we fucking want.
A survey today found that majority of voters support Medicare for all that eliminates private insurers if they can hold on to their providers.
Hell yeah.
Bernie Sanders' campaign tweeted, these numbers only affirm what the senator said many times. People don't like insurance companies. They like their doctors. They like their hospitals.
Of course. Of course.
Conducted by the Morning Consult and Politico.
After
the first debates for the Democrats, the poll found 55% of voters back Medicare for all that diminishes the role of private insurers but allows you to keep your doctor in hospital.
People ask you, what's your favorite thing about healthcare? Oh, I like paying my insurance bill or talking to my fucking insurance agent on the phone. That's what they like, right? That's their most favorite
thing. Oh, yeah, I love checking with my insurance to see if I can get that.
Oh, yes, it's so much fun.
Done. 78% of Democrats, 56% of independents, 26% of Republicans.
Yes.
For an average 55 support Medicare for all. phasing out private insurance.
Right. Well, yeah.
The campaign, Bernie's campaign said, despite what pharmaceutical and insurance industries tell you,
yes,
Medicare for all is the only proposal that gives Americans the freedom to control their own futures, change jobs, start a family, start a business, and keep their doctor.
Hold on a second. So Big Pharma isn't for Medicare for all, right?
Shockingly.
Are you sure? Have you checked?
Nor is big insurance.
Right. Big insurance is for big insurance, right?
Of course.
Okay. You heard it here first.
The new data shows that voters' concerns about abolishing private insurance can be mitigated by clarifying that losing private insurers does not mean losing providers.
Okay. Good.
And it's so stupid when they talk about death panels. Somebody's going to decide. What the fuck do you think
the insurance company does? Oh my God.
I mean, if you've had anyone that's had a serious illness,
right,
and you've had to deal with insurance companies, it's a fucking pain in the dick.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
And ovaries.
Right. Uterus.
There you go.
Right.
Sanders says people don't like their private insurance companies. They like their doctors and hospitals.
Yes.
Under our plan, people can go to any doctor or any hospital they want. We will substantially lower the cost of health care because we stop the greed of the insurance companies.
Right. I love that. Would you vote for Bernie if he was running against Trump?
Of course. I voted for Bernie in the last primary in 2016.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Brooke Reed would
yes, listen,
sock me in the face for that.
Right, well. You voted for Hillary, didn't you?
Of course.
Well, of course.
It was a zero.
That's a fucking goddamn point.
Zero brainer. Of course I voted for
Hillary. That's the thing about this primary. Yes, there are a bunch of great candidates. But no matter who the fuck is going up against Trump, unless you're a fucking Nazi dickbag, you vote for that candidate. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I want to take these Bernie bros. But her emails. I'm going to take Susan Sarandon and I want to walk her through some of these concentration camps.
Drive them down there. Absolutely.
Susan, explain to these people right here how maybe we'll have to suffer through some Trump.
Imagine
to change things for the better. Explain to these people, Susan Sarandon.
Imagine it's your loved one having to drink from a fucking toilet. You know? Damn it, Susan. And you're rich. You're a rich, privileged dingbat. You're not going to feel it like other people are. You're nuts.
You mean a Hollywood star isn't... won't be able to get an abortion if she wants one?
You spent your career in the movies. You craft services. You go to work. What other job? You go to work and people just hand you shit.
Careers. That's why the only time I ever got angry with other actors is when they're shitty to crew or to makeup people or wardrobe or whatever. Because I yelled at one. He was a kid. He was just learning. But I said he was really nasty to one of the costumers, and I was like, "Don't ever let me hear you talking that way to these people again." I said, "How many other fucking careers are there where everybody else is working their asses off to make you look better?"
God, I'm glad you yelled at that kid.
Every other place is nobody's trying to prop other people up. They're trying to shiv you and shank you.
But let's be real.
In the entertainment industry, you fucking actors, everybody is working their asses off to make you look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And perform well.
Fuck you, Susan.
But that doesn't mean you should yell at them if they if a gaffer is walking through the back of through your eye line.
He was wrong. He shouldn't have reacted like that. But
he
should
have said,
a moment.
You know, can you do me a favor and not walk in the background? It's kind of a little distracting when I'm trying to be all dramatic here. That's the way he could have put it. Not you fucking asshole. You fucking asshole walking around. Do I walk around in your doing your job?
You remember when he's like.
In the background. That was excessive.
It's just like, the thing is, we just take all these assholes, we need to liberate these camps, and then put all the assholes in camps, right?
Well, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think camps are a solution.
We should believe no camps.
I do, however, think that we should look into some criminal liability for the people that made these decisions to commit crimes against humanity for refugees seeking refuge. Here.
Right. Well, yeah, and I think
so.
Anybody working at these camps should be looked into.
At the upper level.
Honest.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All the people. I don't give a fuck. You don't have to take that job.
Yeah, there's got to be
working at those camps.
Exactly.
Especially
given these that Facebook group. How are they being treated? Like AOC tweeted, if they're talking this way to us and treating the prisoners like this in front of us, imagine what happens when no one's around.
When Trump went to the border, he told those people to do their job and not worry so much about the rules, right? Didn't he say that?
Well, just like he told cops not to, I don't know, why you grab their head when you're putting them in the car?
Yeah.
Why are you protecting them? I told them, you know, you don't have to do that.
How many people are in that Facebook group? Like
9,000+?
And how many, how many Border Patrol officers are there?
50,000-ish?
Really?
I thought I read it's a decent percentage of humans.
I mean, that is a significant amount of people, members of that Facebook group. Do you know what I mean? There's a large percent of those people in that Facebook group, if that's the case.
Well, right. And if that's the culture.
I think that's the culture.
Exactly. A Photoshop of AOC giving Trump a blowjob.
Oh, God. I mean.
And then they were claiming that that she AOC turned into a loony demon when she was there yelling and screaming at them. But what it turns out is she was pissed that they were stripped of their cell phones, and she caught one of the guards sneaking a selfie with them in the background so that he could mock them.
Oh, my God.
So,
what?
Yeah, they got pissed, and they confronted him about it.
Yeah.
This is the garbage men, and I mean garbage humans.
Yeah.
Of the Border Patrol and of our policing in general.
Right.
Cruelty. Authoritarianism, nastiness.
I'm still confused why our representatives have to do anything. Why do they have to give over their cell phones? And why did they agree to it?
Right.
Stand up to these fuckers. Take pictures. Film. You're a goddamn representative of your Congress.
It's our policy. I don't give a fuck about your policy.
I'm Congress.
Right.
But you're going to give your cell phone over to these fucking thugs in charge of these camps? Shame on you. Stand up to him.
Yeah. So, there we go. It says, Cory Booker plans to end the moral vandalism of Trump's cruel detention policies.
Jesus Christ.
Instead of sending more prison guards and creating more prisons, they need more bureaucrats and more judges down there to go through the process and adjudicate it. These aren't criminals.
They're asylum seekers.
Yes, many of them.
I mean, I don't know. It's fucking horrible.
Dog's trying to bury her bone in the wires under the desk.
Good job, intern. You got it buried. I can't see it.
So that's what's going on
there.
We only have today's show went pretty fast. We only have a couple minutes left.
Lots of rage.
In the big old show today. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Speaking of rage, Hong Kong.
Right.
Hong Kong not having any of it.
This is extradition stuff?
One of the things, yeah. The protesters in Hong Kong have now stormed and entered basically their halls of Congress there, their legislative council building yesterday on the anniversary of the city's 1997 turnover back to Chinese rule.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested. Well, millions of people have been protesting against it. They finally put that extradition deal on hold now.
Right.
But even though they called an end to it, the protesting didn't stop.
Yeah.
a group of people wearing hard hats and masks used a metal trolley. That's a cart. For right. Those of us that aren't British.
A metal trolley!
Poles and pieces of scaffolding to smash through the bulletproof reinforced glass of the government compound.
No shit, guys.
They finally got in, wreaked some havoc. Riot police in helmets carrying batons fired pepper spray in response.
Right.
Oh, you mean they didn't have big giant guns?
Right.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Unlike America, that would have opened fire.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
The government called for an end to the violence, saying the extradition deal would lapse in July 2020, but the protesters didn't stop. One protester stood on a table, said the crowd should stay in the building all night.
Yeah.
If we stay here and occupy the place, the lawmakers can have the meeting about the extradition bill, they said.
Right.
But
you can count on the people to right the government at some point.
Well, that happened in Poland, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they still have a right-wing dickbag government, but when that right-wing dickbag government said, well, we're going to take over the internet and you're only going to get to see what we want you to see, that's when the Poles took to the streets in the millions and scared even the right-wing authoritarian government into submission. And they got rid of that. They got rid of that ridiculous law.
Right.
And the president there was trying to take over the judiciary, right? Like,
Like
Viktor Orban.
He wanted to take power away from,
judges, just like Trump would love to do.
Oh, well, yes.
And the Republicans.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. And we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or go to his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Good evening, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.